Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I assist you?
Hi, Michelle. My name is Jennifer, and I am calling because I wanted to cancel a subscription, and I just want to make sure that that all went through.
Okay. All right. Let me assist you first by getting your zip code.
It's 07739.
Zero seven seven three nine.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And what's your first and last name?
Ann Noble.
Okay. All right, let's see here. And what's the amount of the
So,
you want to cancel a subscription?
well, I don't really, I actually, so this is, hold on one second. Let me get my, one sec, I have it written down here. So I didn't know I subscribed, but I keep getting more shipments, so I'm assuming that's what happened. But I had ordered a, do you have like my name up in the system? It's a Ava Skin Advanced Skincare.
Right, and it looks like what happened was once you ordered the trial size,
Yeah.
when the trial was over, you didn't cancel it.
Right.
And so that's why you were initially billed. But from, let's see, it looks like from May through July, it has declined. So, I can go ahead and cancel your subscription today.
Yeah, so when you say it has declined, what's that mean?
You were not charged. The credit card was not charged that we have on file. So,
So I was charged the $6.95 on April 7th,
right.
and then I was charged $90 on April 23rd.
Correct. So after the trial was over, you didn't cancel. That's why you were charged initially the $94.90. And so
On
because
what day are you talking about?
it says
Because then I got an,
It says
then I got
April the
an,
20, April 22nd.
okay, right. And I'm fine with that, the 90, but then I got another charge, but I didn't get, I got another charge on May 25th, but I didn't get the skincare. So I'd like to get reimbursed that 90 and be done. I got the
Okay.
skincare for the trial on the
Right.
4/7. I got another one that came, so that's, I got charged the 90, I get that. Then I got charged the 90 again on the 525, but
Okay, it
I was,
declined. Let's see here. Oh, 94.90 declined on May 24th, it was declined. So the
what do
only
you
month
mean?
it means that it didn't go through. The only month that you were charged was April the 22nd. All the other charges have declined.
No, my credit card is showing that I was charged $90 on May 25th.
Okay, hold on a
So
second. Let me look at this one. Just a second. Just a moment as it's updating.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so it's still showing on my screen that on May 25th, the product was shipped, but you weren't charged. It did not go through on your card. The only thing I'm showing that went through on your card was back in April.
Okay, so how do I address that? Because I got charged and I didn't get the product.
Okay, because it says it shipped out on May the 25th. You were charged on May 25th and it shipped out on May 26th.
Okay, so.
And it's not showing that you were charged on this date. It just says that the product was shipped. Hold on a second. Let me look at one other thing.
I mean, I don't care so much that I didn't receive it if you can put the credit back on my card because I didn't receive it.
Okay, so what we can do now, because it's several months that have passed, I can offer you a discounted refund, but not a full refund. So I can do 50% on that one.
Well, but I mean, this is my first time really getting a chance to see that it came through on the, you know, I'm not trying to give you a hard time. Is there like a manager or somebody that I could speak with?
They're going to say the same thing. We have a protocol with the refunds because, see, now we're looking at, this was back in May, right? So we already gone through June and July. So, and you missed the cancellation.
Yeah, but
I understand
like
what you're. Yeah,
like the bill didn't come to me in May. You know, it's not like it's gone like 2 months. So
yeah, but the thing about it is it's outside of the trial. So once you don't cancel it, right, it's a valid charge. So the only thing we can do now is give you a discounted refund.
Okay, so you're going to discount. All right, how about this?
The $94.90.
So from the $94.90, you're going to discount
50%.
Right.
So just a moment, I'll let you know how much that'll be. So that'll be
$47.45.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
And that will be discounted. That'll go back
back on your credit card for the May 20th. Yes, the May 25th.
And that will that take place today?
There'll be 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, 3 to 5 business days from July 15th.
Right.
Credited back to the card. Okay. All right. So then listen, Michelle, since we're doing the credit, this, you know, happened unfortunately, can you at least ship me out whatever I was being shipped?
It's saying it's already shipped.
When did it ship? You said it shipped in May. I didn't receive it.
Shipped on May the 26th.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a long-ass time, right?
Right. And see, it's been a while since you didn't call in, so it's kind of like one of those kind of bad situations. Yeah. So the best I can do is do the $47.45 refund. But just moving forward with any purchases you make online or any trials, if you don't cancel, if you get the product you don't like it, you need to cancel it right away. Because if not, it's in the terms and agreement, and it's a valid charge for you to be billed.
Yeah.
So the best I can do is the $47.45 refund today, and I'll go ahead and cancel your subscription.
You sure you can't ship anything out?
No, ma'am, because it's been several months.
I mean, like I said, I know you're saying it's several months, but if it got shipped on the 25th, if it came to the bill came to me probably and I don't have it in front of me right now. So then why did it stop?
It stopped because the card is declining. That's why the other payments never went through June, July. The card is declining.
Okay.
All right. So let me place you on a brief hold to issue your refund and cancel your account.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Miss Ann?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I've gone in and made sure that that transaction has been refunded.
Okay.
To you. Just a moment, I'm going in and making sure everything is on my notes. Okay.
You still there?
Yes, ma'am. Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, I have you canceled. And let me give you your cancellation number.
Yep.
All right, it is C as in Charlie. Six six three two two two.
423. Okay, so C as in Charlie, 6632224 23.
I'm sorry, ma'am, let me do that number again. It is 66323.
Oh, hold on.
3 2 3 0 4.
Oh boy.
2 4. All of them are because they were all on that one account. So either number do, but this is the number on the top.
All right. So C 866-323-0424. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. And this will take 3 to 5 business days from today?
Yes,
to go
ma'am.
Back onto, the credit should go back in 3 to 5 business days from today onto my card.
Yes, ma'am.
For
47.45.
Right. Okay.
Yes,
and your name is?
Michelle.
Oh, how, you're a different voice than Michelle.
No, it's still the same voice.
It's get probably, out!
Yes, probably after I took a couple sips of water, because we're on
my
the phone
God.
Quite a bit. The voice has changed, but yes, yeah, the same person.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you so much
all
for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.